Hi, this is John Layton. I work for Framework Housing Association in Nottinghamshire, and this morning I chaired the Mansfield and Ashfield Homelessness Forum. And it was quite an interesting event in as much as there was a lot of agencies who turned up who were talking about the cuts they were receiving, and almost all of them having put into place how to respond to these cuts are seeing increased numbers of clients coming through their door. It was a very sombre affair, actually, and most people were in a position where they didn't know what their futures were in store for them. They didn't know whether they were going to be in existence, at least in the same format as they are now. And it was quite a difficult meeting to have. We had reports from the CAB about increased numbers of people having their homes repossessed. We had reports from other advice agencies who were having their numbers cut, so they were unable to offer as much advice as they'd had before. But overall, it was more about support providers who were having quite major cuts in their funding. One accommodation service was losing their 24-hour cover, and anybody who's worked in accommodation services will tell you, especially if you work with very vulnerable and chaotic individuals, that losing 24-hour cover is perhaps going to be very, very difficult to manage, and possibly impossible to manage. So there's those kind of issues as well. In terms of the work I do with floating support, we're looking at 60% cuts, which are likely to mean, in one way, it's a good thing. I have to say that we're forced to innovate, and we're forced to be smarter and better at what we do. Unfortunately, the level of cuts mean that we're really going to have to focus on our core function and some of the other things that we would do with clients who, you know, have multiple difficulties. It's really going to have to be about housing support for us, and we would have to refer on to other agencies who in turn are receiving cuts themselves. So it's a bleak picture, and time will tell on what the results of this will be. I can only hope that we don't see an increase in homelessness, although from the results of today, I can't honestly see any other way that it's going to go.